When you're ready.
Okay. I need your markers. Your markers.
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are you tired? Okay. I want to talk about the old house that that Brother Mark was talking of. So the old house is the old covenant, as we know. And then the new house is the new covenant, as he was saying. Amen.
Amen.
And that we know we are the house. Are we not the house?
Yes.
So you are the house, and you can be the old covenant, and you can also become the new covenant. So we can change from the old covenant or old house to into the new house. And yesterday I was trying to draw a picture of this new house. And we're saying God does not dwell in physical houses. So we are trying to understand this house. I want to read a scripture. In Isaiah 14. I was going to read that. Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14 verse 12 and 12, 13, 14.
It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" Okay, it says, verse 13, "For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the signs of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud." I will be like the Most High. So there is someone who wants to be like God. There is someone who is opposing God. And then we know that God dwells in heaven. And then we have seen that heaven can be in us. In fact, heaven is in man.
Ato sa naisulyuhan na ang langit, tuang Dios, unya ang langit niya sulong kato.
And we have seen that the devil wants to be in that heaven also.
Ato may maluhan na Satanas po gusto siya na ato sa langit.
So, we have seen this vision or this dream about the two houses.
Atong na paminawang gaina na adunay langgo itong sa mga kabalay.
And the fact that God is coming into His temple, as Rabak was saying.
Ang kabatulanan na ang Diyos gusto kayo siya mupuyo sa iyahang kinimo kabalay.
We will come back to this scripture, but let's read another one.
Ato mabalikan ta na mao nga pahina unya magbasa pud ta sa lain nga pahina.
I want to look at Mark.
Sa Marcos, no?
Mark chapter 5.
5. Marcos 5.
In this place, there's a story of a man who was in the mountains. Maybe let him read from verse 1 to 13.
Higa sa unang hangto sa krisi, kayo po ng tanlan.
Sa Marcos 5, verse 1, hangto sa krisi, ang Biblia na ima, o unya nahirapot sila sa pika sa rapin sa lanaw sa kaitanan sa mga girasinwa, o sa paghikawas niya sa bayan, isuga siya sa usa ka tawo na higan sa mga lubong, kini siya may mahugaw ka espiritu, o nagpuyo sa mga lubong, o wala na bisan kinsa na makapagapos kaniya, bisan pa pinaagi kalikada. Kaysa magkaraghan na binaposan siya sa matil o siya itanikalahan, apan iko lang niya kontorong ang mga talikala o balik-balikon ang mga pusas o wala na bisan kinsa na arang makapagpong kaniya. Magapili o maadlaw at siya sa pagalubong sa kabukira, magsinggit kanunay o magbukog sa iyang kaugalingong lawas pinagi sa mga bato o sa pagkara. Alingat niya kang Jesus ikan sa layo. Siya nilalaga na ito kaniya o bising ba kaniya o nagsiyagit sa puso katino na rengon. Kung sa itimong lago ka na kong Jesus, anak sa labi ng lagong Diyos, tungod sa Diyos, nabuyo ako kanimo, ayaw itaw na ako pagsakitan. Kaya si Jesus sa ngayon man ukod ka niya, gumula ka sa tao, ikaw Espiritu ng Bugo. O si Jesus gumabana ka niya, kinsa may imong ngalan, o siya mituwar ka na ngayon. Ang akong ngalan, mao si Lidyo, kay dadhan man kami. O nangamuyot siya patayo ka niya na ang tarili niya pagkabugo, sila sa gawas niya tumipaan. O bito yung sa kalagong panong sa mga baboy na nag-ungat binay sa pagkilig. O kanya namuyo ang mga espiritong nagaingon. Patuwa kami ni arang mga baboy o pasubla kami kanila. Sa presi,
kung iyang gugutan sila o ang mga mahugaw ang espiritu na gulagikan sa tao o bisulot sa mga baboy o ang panahon na may giraganon na duha kalibo ni Haglos pagdulhog sa pampang at dosarana sa nagalunod sila pila sa lana. Praise the Lord.
Okay. So it's saying that this man was possessed by certain spirits. This man was a house of spirits. And you know, it's very difficult for us to accept or to receive the fact of this world. And you know, in the old wine of the church, the old message of the church, man has made a theology out of this. We have created a ministry out of it. They call it the ministry of deliverance. Where we have to cast out a spirit from and some individuals. But this story is the story of you and me. It is the story of man. And it is your story, and it is my story. Now, because the Bible tells us that there are five virgins who are wise, and then another five virgins that are foolish. That is the story of Matthew 25. Who is a virgin? Who is a virgin? A virgin is a man who has not known a woman, or a woman who has not known a man. Is it not so? Jesus is coming for a virgin.
Ang Ginoo si Jesus, niyan siya para sa mga birhen.
Jesus is coming for a virgin.
Ang Ginoo gusto siya birhen.
Amen. Now, who is this virgin that Jesus is coming for?
Kinsa man kini maong birhen na mao itlungdan nga mobalikan ni Jesus Kristo?
The church. Okay. The church. There are different types of churches. So who is the virgin? So where does God dwell?
Man.
Okay, so if man is the house of Jesus, so which who is the man that is the virgin? Yes. God, the Bible says God is a spirit.
Ang Biblia, ito na nasigutan na daan o datunan nga ang Dios Espiritu.
And we read that scripture in Isaiah.
Uga itong nabasa dito sa Isaiah.
Where the devil said, God's house will be his house also.
Nga, nagpangatur nga ang panimalay sa Dios, may pusat yung panimalay sa demonyo.
Do you remember that scripture we read?
Ah, naka,
in Isaiah 14. The devil said, God's house will also be his house. That was many years before Jesus came. So when Jesus came to the earth, what did he find? Jesus found that the devil has fulfilled his promise. And we read the story of this man who was now the house of a legion of spirits. So this man in Mark chapter 5, you see a virgin. You see a virgin. Yes, I want an answer.
Man.
What?
The man.
Is he a virgin or is he not a virgin?
Okay.
Yes? What did he say?
Not the man who are not following God is not a virgin.
Mm-mm, not that man. I mean, the one we read in Mark chapter 5. It says a legion was doing, a spirit, many spirits, 2,000 spirits were living in him. Is that man a virgin or not? Yes or no?
Okay.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
No.
He is not a virgin.
Dele.
Okay, so who is a virgin?
None. Karo. Kinsa man ang birhin?
Yes? What does that mean?
Kinsa? Tatugyan kung tawana? Lahi ng atawa.
Yes? Who is a virgin? The man has 2,000 devils.
Kanang tawana, katutawana, na ay spirito.
So he is not a virgin.
Ninya mismo tala na lagi na dito tawa na us ka virgin.
So who is a virgin?
Apa mo tara? Kinsa man ay virgin? Kinsa man ay?
Quiet.
Malibog no?
Who is a virgin?
Some say God.
Virgin cannot be God.
Ang birhin, dili sa pwede mahimo siya nga Ginoo, kaysa may sundan sa Ginoo, di ba? Kinsa man karon ang birhin?
So who is the virgin? There is a prize for whoever will get the answer. So who is the virgin? If you know, raise your hand. Who is the virgin? What?
The people.
No, the people cannot be a virgin. Who is the virgin? No, it's not the answer. Who is the virgin? Yes? No.
Okay,
come. See. Mark chapter 5. The man had 2,000 devils in him, and he is not the virgin.
Okay, ang tao, dosmel ka mga doon ang espiritu na ginaan niya, o niya, ginanatuhay na dili siya birhin.
So, who is the virgin?
Nang kinsa man karon, ang birhin.
It's very simple.
Kinsa man.
Who is the virgin? Yes? Yes?
Mary.
Nah.
Mary is the virgin.
Mary, no, Mary is not the virgin. That is Catholic story. The virgin is what you and me will become. Is he getting it? Yeah, I know. So the virgin is not Christ.
Okay, daily for the Christ and more virgin.
The virgin is you and me.
Ang birhin ikaw o ako kasi tungo bagay na na di pa na tungo bagay to.
When we drive all the spirits out of us.
Mahimo ang birhin kung wala na yung nabilig na daw tang espiritu sa sulod na to.
Say it again.
Ako po nung sutiho, ako po nung ibalik. Mahimo tang birhin ikaw ako kun wala nay bisan usang na puyo diha nga daw tang espiritu sa ato ang kasintasin. Amen.
Amen. So there are two virgins.
Na karon kining duha ka katapusan ng mga birhin.
The foolish virgin and the wise virgin.
Kining duha ka hutong adunay tanang buang-buang o adunay buotan.
The old house and the new house.
Daan o pag-uha kalay.
So this is the old.
Yari niya, tanawa ninyo, parang ito katulog.
This is the foolish virgin.
Kining daan mo na siya ang buang-buang na birhin.
And the wise virgin.
Okay, neng bago mga birhin niya pun kilo mga mangialamon. Kining daan mao ni siya ang 2,000 ka mga dautang espiritu nagpuyo.
The old house is occupied by devils. The new house, no. No devils.
Ang bago ng pagsaad
our spirit.
Wala gayoy Satanas.
Now, I know your problem. And I know my problem. You know, it is difficult for me to accept. That spirits are dwelling in my house. That spirits are dwelling in me. Is that correct?
You know that?
You are very silent. Is that correct? I want to hear you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes, no?
So it is very easy for us to agree that spirits are dwelling in another man. But it is very difficult to accept. That devils are dwelling in me. And the reason why we are in church is to drive these spirits out of us. My soul is a land of promise. You know, the children of Israel were going to Canaan, the land of promise. When they came to the promised land, what did they find? It was very smooth. It was an empty land.
Wala kayo'y mga tanong.
Nobody was dwelling in the promised land.
Walay nagpuyo dito sa promised land. Sugo pa na dili.
It was a land of milk and honey.
Kadto siya ang nag-awas ang dugos o gatas.
There were many beautiful houses, but nobody was living in them. And the children of Israel entered into the promised land. And they began to enjoy. And they began to have feasts and eat and drink. They were enjoying the promised land. There was no trouble in the promised land. There were no temptations in the promised land. They were very happy. They said, "Oh, our God is wonderful." That is the story the church has been telling us. That there are mansions in the sky. Very soon, a trumpet will carry you and you go to your mansion in the sky and you will be happy. Lies. Kanalam.
Bakak.
Kanalam. Lies.
Bakak.
Fairy tale.
Historia kanang dili tinuod.
And that is why many of us, we don't know God. Because we are living a false life. We know the story. When they went to the promised land, they saw giants. They saw giants.
Nakita nila ang mga gigante, gigante bitaw. Gigante.
Gigante.
Yes.
They got te.
Gigante.
There were giants in the land.
Naay mga gigante, ba?
And many of us, we are discovering giants in our soul. And they said their God was a God of grasshoppers. They said we cannot overcome. God told them, go and drive out the giants and take the land. And that is the story that we are being told today. God is telling you and telling me, choose.
Ang Dios nga pareho sa pagsunti ka nato nga sana pagpili asa ni karon pagpili.
Choose.
Pili.
A bulldozer is waiting. A bulldozer is waiting.
Ah, hindi na ako namasaktan. What was that?
Okay, he was not here.
Ah, bulldozer. Yeah, bulldozer.
Bulldozer.
The engine is running.
Okay,
bulldozer lagi. Sabot man bulldozer ba?
So, are you going to choose?
Karon may suot ato pilihon. Pili ta.
If you choose,
kung natay pagpili karon.
What it means is that you are going to drive away the spirit from within you.
Nakahulugan ka na na ato kayo ipagawas ang espiritu ka din maayo sa sulugan.
That is what it means to be a Christian. Those of you who came out today, what you are saying is that you now realize that there are giants in your mind. There are giants in your emotions. And these giants, they said, this is our land, we're not going anywhere. And Jesus said, some of these spirits, they cannot come out except by fasting and prayer.
Ang balang sulatan ay na dili kini magawas kay espiritu hangtod ang tao magapuasa siya ug magaampo.
So to be a Christian is not to sing very good songs.
Ang Kristiyan ang nilagay kanunay lang kanta-kanta.
To be a Christian is to say there are spirits in me, I must drive them out.
Ang tinuro ng Kristiyan ang nilagay kanta-kanta lang kung dili tanaw niya nga aduna pa niya mga buntangan.
Because if I do not drive out these spirits that are in me, I will not be a virgin. I will be a foolish virgin. It means that there are spirits living in me, and Jesus cannot come and dwell in me when they are still there. A wise virgin is that soul that has cleaned all the devils from the soul.
Ang mayong kristuanon o kalag bao kining tao nga kun unsa may angay buhaton diha sa Ginoo o ang tanan espiritu mawag ta kay dikan sa iyang kasigkasin.
And that is why it is dangerous to be a preacher.
Mao na siya ang hinungdan nga usahay kuyaw kini usa ka paghuwali.
And that is why it is dangerous to be a pastor.
Mao na nga nakadelikado sa usa ka mangulo or pastor.
Because the pastor is driving out spirits from others while his own soul is not doing anything about it. So others will enter, but he will not go in. So God has called every one of us to be a priest. So that you, as a priest, will drive out the spirits from your own soul. Nobody is going to do it for you. You must do it for yourself. The spirits that are in a small child are the same spirits that are in a big person. Do you have a small spirit of lying?
Anabay niyo nakita din ang gamay nga espiritu sa pagkakon, gamay nga espiritu sa pagkakon.
Then the big spirit of lying.
Unya na po akong espiritu sa pagkakon.
Do you have small spirit of anger and big spirit of anger?
Nabay mong gamay nga espiritu sa imong kapungot or paglumot, unya dito po dito sa dakos ko nga paglumot or pagkasuko.
The spirits that cause cancer,
ang espiritu nga mao inaka hinungdan nga makakanser,
is the same spirit that cause cancer in old people.
Kada nga po mga espiritu ang ita siga mai mao di ako kanay espiritu ang yapo dito sa dagko na.
When a child is born,
sa diya nga ang bata na tao siya,
did you teach your child how to tell a lie?
Di na ba ni mo yung anak ka pamakak? Wala di ba?
Is the same spirit of lying.
Pero mano mo din sa mga sa dika na magmamakman.
And some of us, it is the spirit that was in our forefather that is in us.
Unya ato sa plaga na kinina ang espiritu nga nani ni patagita na ini to sa tuwa mga lulupa.
And now the spirit is even stronger.
Unya ang mga espiritu naganam siya uka kusgan.
So even when we are small, the spirit is very strong. And the church in the Philippines must wake up. You must overcome the spirit in your land.
Kinahanglan atong pagipatukan kayo ug atong buntugon ang espiritu nga naa sa atoang yuta.
You must overcome the spirit that is in you.
Kinahanglan atong pagipatukan ang espiritu nga dili maayo nga naa sa sulod sa atong kasing-kasing.
And if you look well, you see that that spirit was in your father.
Ug imong tanaw og maayo, sinug maayo, kana ka mong espiritu nakuha mo dili dito sa imong una gilingkanan.
The problem you have was in your mother.
Ang problema nga naa na gikan sa iyang inahan.
And the problem you have, you see the normal people around you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you realize that that is the position, then church has started. Church has started. So when we come together, you will help me to drive the spirit in me. And I will help you to drive the spirit in you.
Unya, tabangan sa ka sa pa, wag kang sa espiritu kadili mayo nga naa sa imong ha.
So the Bible says we should provoke one another to learn how to drive out the spirits in us. That is how to choose the new house. Because we are the house of God. And God wants to dwell in us. Okay, we are going to read one scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Being ye not unequally yoked, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6:14. I will read, then you will read. Let me read. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with the temple of idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord.
Kauban sa mga lili matutuwang diha sa mga orang sa kayuko, kayo sa may kikumbuyahan sa pagkamatarong o sa pagkarawda, o sa may pagigapitan sa kamaya o sa nangitin, o sa may pagkikuyunan ni Kristo ng Biblia, o sa may iya sa matutuwo na kapatid sa luha sa lili matutuwo, o sa may pagkikuyunan sa templo sa Diyos o sa mga Diyos-Diyos, kaya kita mao ang templo sa Diyos sa bumi, sumala sa limon sa Diyos. Ako magpuyo sa sulong nila, o pagalimong diya na nila, o ako mahimong ilang Diyos, o sila mahimong among katawahan. Busa pangula ang mugikan kanila, o papalain ka mugikan kanila, na kayo mo ang Ginoo, o kayo na mo paghikap o mahugaw, o niya patahimpito ko ka mo. O kako mahimong inyong amahan, o kako mahimong akong mga anak, na lalaki o babae, na kayo na Ginoo na magkahon sa kanan. Praise God.
So, this scripture is saying,
hindi na mga pahina na kanayon,
that you and I will have a choice to make.
Na ikaw ako, ano na kayo pagpili natin Panginoon?
He is saying, there are spirits that dwell in the mind.
Ato na hibaluhan na doon na kayo yung espiritu na nagapuyo diha sa usa ka tawo.
There are spirits that dwell in the mind.
Ato na espiritu na nagapuyo diha o nagapuntunan sa ato muna huna.
And there are spirits that dwell in the emotions also.
Ato na sa diha po yung espiritu na nagadumala diha sa ato ang pagbati.
So there are spirits that dwell in the mind, emotions, in our will, and in the desires.
Adunay espiritu kadilimayo nga magusto siya magkontrola sa ato ang pagbulong-an, sa ato ang pagbati, sa ato ang pagpili, o sa ato ang tinguha.
And that is what God calls the temple of idols.
Mao kana siya ipo ti pasabot nga templo sa mga Dios-Dios.
When a man is born, he is born with these spirits in him. Some of these spirits are from the mother. They are passed through the blood. Because the spirits dwell in the blood. And some of the spirits come from the father. So when the child comes into the world, he is a temple of idols. And as the child is growing up, more spirits will come. Because the Bible says when a spirit is gone out of the man, he goes around and he says, I will go back to my house. And the Bible says it will bring seven other more wicked spirits and they'll come back. So as the child is growing up, more wicked spirits are coming in. So the condition of that individual begins to get worse and worse. And that person goes farther and farther away from God. And their heart becomes harder and more hardened against God. And these spirits begin to cover the personality of that person. And they take over the personality of that person. And they force that soul to begin to act in a particular way and direction. So that if you go out in the world, you are actually interacting with spirits.
Ang kamatunanan is na ay mga espiritu na nagatrabaho kasumala sa espiritu na nakani mo.
Now, when you are born again,
sa diyan ka natawag ka po sa,
you come to God in that condition.
Ni abuta ka to sa Diyos ka, kani dagan kayo espiritu ni abuta sa Ginoo.
Where there are spirits dwelling in the four dimensions of the soul.
Na ang diyan kong kining nakapikit, kining mga espiritu sa ubat kung sa ato ang pagkatao.
And you begin a journey of cleaning the soul. So that you are no longer a house of idols. So when you come into the outer court, you begin the process. And by the time you come into the most holy place, it means that all the spirits would have been taken away. And God told the children of Israel, He says, I will drive out those spirits. And that's why we receive the Holy Spirit. To strengthen us, to drive out the spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is given to us to make us holy. And as the Spirit of God begins to function in our soul, the life of God begins to come. So you will determine how much of God that is going to be in you. So that's why in this new house, everybody is a priest. You do not have a preacher and then you are there as somebody who has come to watch what is going on. Because every man must drive out the spirits within them. So in this conference, God has set a choice before you. Are you going to be part of the new house? Are you going to be part of the new priest? Or you want to be part of the old house? And part of the old priesthood? Or part of the old covenant? That's why God says, in the new covenant, I will put my law in the soul. Which one will you choose? Whatever choice you make, it is going to be a lifelong choice and commitment. And it's going to cost you. There is a price to pay. Are you willing to pay that price?
Yes,
amen.
Are you willing to pay the price? After this conference, we will find out. Because you are going to go back to your homes. Then you will enter into the practical of making that choice. Every day you will decide. Are you becoming the old house or are you becoming the new house? For some of us, our life will change. Our friends will change. Our relationships will change. So of course, the job, the work we are doing will even change. Many of us, the choices we have made, will have to change it. And there will be consequences. And I will pray God will strengthen you. To make the right choice. And to continue to make that right choice. Is there anybody that needs help? You feel you are in a condition. You feel you are in a situation where you have to make a choice. You have made some choices and you know you have to change. If you are in that kind of situation, then we can pray. You know you have to go home and make changes at home. In your lifestyle. And you say, God, I want you to help me. to go home and to make the right changes. In that condition, we can pray. So I'm going to ask Brother Josh to come, and we are going to close our eyes, we are going to bow our heads to pray. If there is any such person, then you can stand and then we can pray. Amen. Maybe you did not understand me. It's not for everybody. There are too many people standing up.